Today's share in the Dear Shem Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Pei Omed Aleph. We are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah and beginning Simen Tof Reishud Ches, which deals with a sick person in Yom Kippur. Again, there's a tremendous amount of information to impart. I will try to get through as many of the Dear Shem footnotes, which are voluminous as well, but we'll first again focus on the Mechaber, the Ramah, and the Mishnah Berurah. And let's begin with Sif Aleph. Chole Shetzarech Lechol. If you have a sick person that is required to eat on Yom Kippur, so imye shom rofe baki, if a doctor, an expert doctor, says that he should, afilu avikachovim, even if this is a non-Jewish expert doctor, shomer im lo yachilu oso efsho yechabed alav achol livi yistakein, who says that he might get sick if you don't feed him, he could get worse, his illness could get worse. So then the mechaber says machilun oso al piv, you go and feed this person. And certainly, in tzarich lomar shema yomos, and certainly if he says that he could die, obviously you have to feed this person. And even afilu machol omer eino tzarech. And this is true even if the sick person says, "Nah, I don't need it. I feel fine." Shomim l'rofe. We listen to the rofe. Now it's a tremendous amount of information here. Let's look in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Aleph. And he says, "What is the definition of a rofe baki?" So he says, "Pirush baki biosamakum, as defined by that place, whether it be bought certified or whether he's gone a certain number of years of training, residency, medical school, etc. So that would depend on what is the standard in that place." And then he adds, "V'ayin la'el and simin shin chav ches sif yud." In Hilchos Shabbos, where it discusses a lot of the same halachos in regards to whether you're allowed to be mechallel Shabbos for somebody based upon their illness. And there, the hevi shama mechaber das yesh mishomer. There, the mechaber brought down a different opinion. The lo bo'inun baki, that you don't even need an expert to be mechallel Shabbos. Elo, kol adam cheskes baki kitzas linin sofik nefashos. If even if you have a non-expert who says, "Listen, I think this person is at great risk," so then you listen to that person. And this is true, the Mishnah Berurah adds, "V'ayinu ba'omer al-kopanim shemevim cholizeh." He has to say, "Listen, I may not be a doctor, but I'm familiar with this illness." U'misayim ha-ramah shom, the Ramah concludes over there and adds, "The yesh omrim zeh davka barofi so." That would only be by a Jewish rofe. "Avo ba'akam," a non-Jewish rofe, "enu nemon ashir baki." Unless he's an expert, he wouldn't be believed. And that was in Hilchos Shabbos, the hu adin hocha. The same thing would apply over here as well. And this is where the Ramah wrote, this was in the Darkei Tshuva as well, and he says it's pasha. Furthermore, vida, to be oledes, with regards to a woman who gave birth, l'kuliyama, mehemlin l'noshim, we do believe other women, even if they're not doctors, the inu b'kir b'hu, because they are familiar with this and understand this. And this is brought down the name of the Dago Miravava. The bir halacha in Hilchos Shabbos is brought down over here in Dershu footnote number 1 as saying that the Rambam and the Ran disagree with this idea that even a non-mumcha has a right to an opinion, but the Shulchan Aruch was choshish with this day because of Sofek Nefashos Slohokel. Dershu footnote number 2 brings down, even according to the Sovrim, that it's only a Rofe Baki. However, Rofe Sheino Baki or Noshim Enim Neman, but other people not believed. Nevertheless, in regards to the Yoledis, women are believed because they have a special understanding of this. They are considered by definition Bekios in this. Albeit, he brings down that others say that anytime there's a Sofek Nefashos situation, that we trust people who say that this is dangerous, even if they're not considered Bekim of this, as long as they're somewhat familiar with the illness. The issue foot number 3 reminds us that we said previously in yesterday's shir that if a woman is between 3 and 7 days and she says she doesn't need to eat, but the doctors say she does need to eat, so then Pashut Shemachalim, you would go and be Mechal Shabbos for her, and as well, you could be Pashut, you have to give her food. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Beis, where he says that if the doctors suggest that he might get worse, hu adin afilu eino mer behedra shistakin. And this is true even if the doctors don't say for sure he'll get worse. Rak shomer, they just say she'evsho yichabad olav hacholi, that maybe he'll get worse. Also, no son will we feed him, she'anu choshim shema yistakin, because we have to be concerned that his getting worse could really put his life in danger. The issue footnote number 4 brings down that even if the doctors say ha'achila tishaper es matzava, it will make him healthier, even though not eating won't make him worse. So in Rav Sternberg's Sefer, Shlita, the Moadim and Zmanim, he brings down, you also can go and feed him. That the fact that he might get better, stronger, is also an aspect of Pikuach Nefashos. The issue for number 5 brings down, when you do give the chola on Yom Kippur the food, so the Bach brought down in the name of the Mariel, is also in the Das Torah, Shemachilin also Chashuvei Ugdolayir. Don't have the lowest person give him the food, but have the most chashuvah person, have the Rav of the town, have the chashuvah Askanim, have them feed this person, because otherwise, if people see that only an unimportant person is feeding them, they're not going to take it seriously and say, yeah, okay, that person's not important. If they see the Rav going and feeding him, that will certainly give it chashivas that you're allowed to do so. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Gimel tells us when there is a difference of opinion between the patient and the doctor, we listen to the doctor and we feed the person. Mishnah Berurah says, Deshemo hu nivas, because we're concerned that the sick person who says, nah, I don't need to eat, is in fact bamboozled. And he is so sick that he doesn't realize he needs to eat. You know, margish b'choyu, he doesn't really fully feel his illness, machmas rov chulsha, because of his underlying illness. And therefore, vafil achol bi'atzmahu rofi mumcha, even if the sick person is a rofe mumcha himself, says, no, I know I do not need to eat, brings out from the Prima Gadim that we still feed him in this situation. The issue for number six says, however, when the chola says, I do need to eat, then we listen to him, even if the doctors say he doesn't need to eat. Why is that? So he brings that because lev yodei amoras nafsho. We had this multiple times, because a sick person knows himself better than anybody else. So if he says, listen, I know I'm not doing well, I need to eat, even if the doctors don't recognize that and say, no, he doesn't need to eat, we listen to the sick person. And the Ran adds, Shekiva and Shesofik Nefashos Halakos. Since we have this principle of Sofik Nefashos, we always go to Kula. And therefore, if he says, I need to eat, we assume that he's not considered bamboozled at that point in time. Why don't we just say he's bamboozled? Just like we do when he says, I don't need to eat, we say, no, he must be not realizing how sick he is. So why don't we say that same thing over here? He doesn't realize how healthy he is, and he says he needs to eat. No, in this situation, because of Sofik Bikuv Nefashos, we listen to him anyway. Back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, "V'yema chola omer tzorich ani." If the sick person says, "I need to eat," even afilu meya rofim omerin tzorich. Even if 100 doctors say he doesn't need to eat, again, because of this principle of a person knows his own self, shalev yodei amoris nafsho, shomim lachola. We listen to the chola and we feed him. Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Dalid, "Afilu im arofim omerim shamaychol yazikehu." Even if the doctors say, not only does he not need to eat, but actually eating will hurt him. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Mechaber is telling us, shomim lachola, we listen to the chola. However, the issue footnote number 9 does bring down that if we're dealing here with medications, then we listen to the doctors. If the sick person says, I need this medication, and the doctors say, no, that medication is going to hurt you, so then we listen to the doctors. As opposed to by food, we don't. So why is there a distinction between food and medication? So the Matzah Sasheko brings down, and the Levushe Srod, and Hagos Rav Akiva Eger all say the same idea, that yesh l'chalek between Michael and Trufa. Why? Because l'gabi yetzorech l'echol, in regards to do you need to eat or not, a person knows himself better than the doctor. Lev yodea moris nafsho. But in regards to pills, so then we assume that the doctor knows better. Now, kisha rofi baki b'tiv ha'machla, if the doctor really is an expert in this disease, so Rav Azaz Atzal in the Shevet HaLevi says, we still listen to the chola, because even the rofe mumcha would agree that the food will probably make him better. At least right now, albeit it may have some deleterious effects later on. Tazik l'yachas man. And therefore, we put aside the chashash for the future potential trouble because of the benefit that he'll get right now. However, the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees. Shegam le'inyin achila, shomim lachola. That which we say we listen to the chola is only b'machalos sharofim ba'atzvim eno yodim dover borit. Where the doctors say, well, we're not sure, but we wouldn't recommend eating. They estimate that it's not good for him to eat. For example, certain types of heart problems or stomach problems. A sick person lying in bed. And the doctors know what he has. If the doctor says it's dangerous to feed him, then you listen to the doctor. However, Rav Ozner Atzal in the Shevet HaLevi adds, even though I said before that we listen to the patient, he says in regards to certain illnesses, and specifically after an operation, for example, that we know that eating after an operation could cause great harm. So even though the chola says, I'm hungry, I need to eat, and the doctors say, no, your bowels aren't moving yet, and it's dangerous for you to eat, you could have an obstruction. So then, vaday lo machilin oso b'nigud l'dasarofa. Even Rav Azaz Atzal says that in that situation, we do not feed the patient against the advice of the doctor, and this is also brought down by the Tehillah L'dovid as well. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Hei says that we listen to the chola, haynu kishachola omer, when the sick person says, shemargish benafshin tzorich lechol, he feels he must eat. And he says, shem lo yochal, shem yichbad alav acholi, that the illness could get worse for him. Ubilvad, but still, maskirin lo tchila, shayom hu yom kippur. You still remind him today is Yom Kippur, like we brought down in yesterday's shir, because maybe because of his illness, shem ha-shachach, he's forgotten. However, Abol Achar showed you Shayom Yom Kippur. Once you tell him it's Yom Kippur, Fushol Lechol, he still says I need to eat. Ain't Tzrich L'Dachtik Olav Yosef. You don't have to keep on mentioning and pestering him, because the Lev Yodei Amoris Nafsho. This principle is a very important principle. Ve'achzuke Inshi B'Rishio Lo Machzika. And to assume that this person is a Russian, he wants to eat on Yom Kippur. No, it must be that he feels he needs to eat. Furthermore, if the sick person says, no, I don't want to eat, even though I need to and I have to eat, because everybody says that he has to eat, he's not saying I don't have to eat, but he's saying, no, I'd like to tough it out. All of them are about such a person says, ach es dimchem, you're going to be held accountable. I'm going to seek out why you killed yourself, essentially. Od kasu, furthermore, the bevakush machilo, so in tzarech kapara. And when you do feed this person on Yom Kippur, he doesn't need to atone for that. This is not something that he did wrong. He doesn't need kapara al zeh. The onus rachmana patri. God gave it to him. This is unavoidable. This is totally outside his control. And he doesn't have to do tshuva if he didn't do anything wrong. And certainly, koshikein shlo yirach chatzi shir. And certainly, we only eat in pachas wachas b'yashir, which isn't a chiv of kares. It's still wrong. It's also in the Raisa. Chatzi shir is also in the Torah. But nevertheless, it's not a chiv of kares. It's not a chiv of achatas. And therefore, the kapara is never needed in these situations. Lo nemar rak al shogeg. Kapara is needed when you do something by mistake, you did it wrong, but not when you did it under duress, when you had no choice in the matter, such as an onus. In Dirshu footnote number 10, we remind ourselves that we learned yesterday that a woman after the 7 days, if she just says, oh, I need to eat because I gave birth, then we don't give her to eat. But if she says, because I'm sick, then we do give her to eat. Dirshu footnote number 11, remind us of them. We also had in yesterday's shir, it's brought down the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa from the Rav Nuwarth Zatzal, and he quotes his Rebbe, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Sheishli Zora Lo Malo Zos Benachas. When you do tell the sick person, hey, it's Yom Kippur, you don't make them feel terrible. You just quietly remind them that it's Yom Kippur. And you don't do it in a way that will make them terrified and fearful. Oh, I'm eating on Yom Kippur, I can't. But they really need to. So therefore, you just remind them that it's Yom Kippur in case they forgot. And then if they still say they need to eat, then you let them eat. The issue foot number 12 points out that the similar halachas apply in regards to Chilul Shabbos. I need the rest of this footnote for the details. And the issue footnote number 13 says, if the sick person refuses to eat, so at least in theory, the Shari Knesset Agdola says, Ma'achilin oso bal karcho. It's not taking into account American law or Israeli law or Odina de Malchusa, which you can't force a person, but at least in the pure halacha, the person's not the bala of his own body. And if the Torah says, the halacha says that he has to eat, then you have to eat, give him to eat. Furthermore, he's Mosif. And you tell him that this is a chassidus shostus. Shostus, you're making a terrible mistake. You think you're being a chassid by not eating on Yom Kippur? You're mechuyev to eat. It's therefore suicide if you don't eat. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Miyasun oso b'dvarim. You warn him very strongly with words, and you tell him that you're mechuyev to eat. That's the din. And if you don't eat and you die, it's like you committed suicide, and you will not have a share in the world to come. That's very strong language, but that's because we don't want a person to be a chassid shota, to righteously, mistakenly think that he's not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, even though he is allowed and mechuyev to eat on Yom Kippur. The issue foot number 14 brings out for the Binyan Tzion, then in addition, if they're not having to do any sort of kapara, you actually got a mitzvah for eating. And this is also brought down in the Moruk Tzia, Shechola Sheyesh Bosakona Ochel Yom Kippur, if you're obligated to eat on Yom Kippur, so it's as if you're fasting. Ki kishem shetziv Hashem yismorach latainis, kach tziv ala achila, letzorach pikuach nefashos. This person is doing what he's supposed to be doing. That's always the underlying principle in the Torah. You do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks you to do. Sometimes it's to fast, sometimes it's to eat. You do them both with the same absolute emunah and trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're doing what he wants us to do. And this is based upon the mitzvah of Chai Behem. That's why you're mechuyev to go and eat. And he says, just like that, in Hilchos Shabbos, mitzvah l'chalal Shabbos l'chol sheyesh b'sakana. It's a mitzvah to be mechalal Shabbos to somebody that eats too, because of the principle of Chai Behem, the lo sheyomus behem. And in fact, mishim l'chil Shabbos mishum mikoach nefashos needs zero kapara. He didn't do anything wrong. In fact, he did a mitzvah. What happens afterwards if you find out that it wasn't necessary to be Mechal Shabbos, it wasn't necessary to eat? So the Binyan Tzion still says, Ein Tzarech Kapara, because you did what you were supposed to do. We don't look in retrospect and say, well, you should have done it differently. If at that time you were supposed to do it, so you are obligated to do it and you did a mitzvah. And Rosh Hashanah Zalman Zatzal adds, he says, it's not like you were told b'dvar mitzvah, shalokiyim is a mitzvah. No. Darshim yivachai b'hem. From the Pasuk, it says, Osim bishul safi pikuach nefashos. Even though it turns out that the safi pikuach nefashos was that you were not sick, but at that time it was a safi pikuach nefashos, and you did a maisa mitzvah. The issue number 15 points out, kivin shechatzi shir af osim in the Torah, mikom makom ein bo yisakaris, and that's why, certainly, if you feed them pachos, mikishir, that's preferable under situations where it will not impact the cholah. But as we pointed out previously, and this is the halacha l'maisa, if you have any concerns that feeding a pachas b'kashir is dangerous, then you feed the entire shear immediately without any concern whatsoever. Pikuach nefesh is docha all isurim in the Torah with the three cardinal sin exceptions. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Rofe echad omer tzarech. One physician says, yes, you need to feed this person. Rofe echad omer, no, ain't no tzarech. You don't need to feed this person. How do we paskin? Machil or so. We follow the Rofe that said you should give him food. Why? Mishabur explains, Sif Karton Vav. Afilu imhu akam o isha. This is true even if the physician that says to feed him is a non-Jewish physician or a woman. Now, mon lahachish a Rofe sheni yisrael. They go against the second physician, who's a Jewish physician, who says, Shomer eino tzarech. Nevertheless, Mishum de Sofik Nefashus Lahaka. That's because this principle always go beyond the shadow of a doubt, but Sofik Nefashus trumps this. The Dafkun Ma'akum Baki, but this is only if the non-Jewish physician is an expert. Avok Shena Baki, if he's not an expert, then eino nemon lahakish Yisrael. Then he wouldn't be believed to go against the Jewish physician. And in the Sharet Zion, Oshud, he says, Afilu mi Yisrael gam kein eino baki kamo. And this is true even if the Yisrael is not as big a baki as him. But because of this principle of Sofik Pikuach Nefashos, so we listen to the one that says to eat, rather than the other one who says not to eat. The issue footnote number 23 brings down, again from Rashi, this is based upon the principle of V'chai Behem, that we go out of our way to make sure Sheyichya Behem, we're supposed to do the mitzvahs and live with them, and not Rachmona Litzlan, to die by them. And the issue footnote number 24 brings down, if the non-Jewish physician is a Baki, so then we listen to the non-Jewish physician over the Jewish physician. And he adds that in this situation, we wouldn't even listen to the Jewish physician, even if he's more lenient, then you follow the more expert physician. Again, some of these halachas are quite complicated. Lemaisa, practically, if there are those physicians that are expert, we don't start saying this one is a more expert physician, that one's a less expert physician. If one physician says that you have to be Mechal Shabbos, you do so. If the physician says you have to eat, then you do so as well. And we'll discuss in a moment what happens when there are conflicts amongst the physicians. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Zayin says, V'achola shosek. We're titling here, when one physician says yes to eat, one says no, and the chola doesn't say anything. O shomer sheino der, who says, I don't know. Because dim, gam ha'chola omer sheino tzarech, if the chola says no, I don't need to eat, lo yushomim l'rofei omer sheino tzarech, then we can listen to the rofei that says don't eat, and we don't listen to the rofei that says you must eat. As we'll learn in a moment, ul'kameh b'sif gimel. Now let's go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Agav, hu adin l'shtayim neged shtayim. It's not only one against one, it's two against two. Afilu kitzosen, yoser b'kiyim kitzosen. Even if one group is a little bit more expert than the other group, kain early. That seems to be my humble opinion, the Ramah says. Sivkot n'ches, rotsu lomar, sh'osen shtayim sh'amarein otzorach. The two that say you don't need to eat, hem yoser b'kiyim. They're more expert. Umuflogin b'choch mazu. And they're more familiar and knowledgeable about this illness. Nevertheless, if you hochi, ain't hochi machareim lahachmi sofik nefashos. We don't follow their opinion because it's sofik pikuach nefashos, and you can rely upon the other physicians who also are expert, albeit not as expert. Kibbe shigam achareim omim shetzorich lechol hem gam kim bekim b'choch mazu, as I just said. Ayin mogin avram del yiraba shedaitim lahoros kaposkim shesovrim dekeshein shavim b'minyon. Their opinion is that when it's equal in numbers, then only then, then you go and take into account who is saying what, who's more expert. Not like the Ramah, the Lokar Ramah. However, but if the majority say that you should eat, then you follow the majority to let him eat, even though the minority, which is more expert, says don't eat. Now we go to Sif Gimel. Chabar writes, if the sick person and one doctor say, but Barofi Echad Omer Tzarech, the other doctor says you should eat, or Oshechola Omer Eino Omer Klum, or the sick person doesn't say anything. Barofi Echad Omer Tzarech, one doctor says you should eat, Ushnaim Omer Eino Tzarech, then Ein Machilon So. Then you go after the majority. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Tess explains, Kamashulon, the Bezemet Starfinon, Diri Echola Rofi. Here you add the words of the Chola says I don't need to eat, with the doctor says you don't need to eat, to overcome the one Rofi says you do need to eat. Velom Rinam is there, the Nivasu. We don't say over here that he must be bamboozled, that he doesn't know what he's feeling. As we said previously, given the gam rofe yachad omer kimosu, because now you can't say he's bamboozled because the physician agrees with him. Sivkon yud, when you have imarofe hahu who mufla b'choch b'yosim erachem, but if the one physician is much greater than the other two physicians, then choshishin l'dvar lachilo af sheheim rabim negdo, even if it's two against one, but if the one is clearly superior, so then you listen to the one to have him eat.
However, it's the other way around. If the muflug says, no, do not feed him, and two that aren't as expert, say he should eat, then here we also go, here we go after the majority, even though they're not as prestigious, and we do feed him in this situation. With this, we conclude today's shiur.